on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great Friday. We are on our way to the weekend. A calming weekend, right? No Super Bowl, that's next weekend. No NFL playoffs. Maybe do some stuff with your family weekend. Maybe. Come on. Got some great basketball coming up. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And the website is 1700thechamp.com. We have Saturday, we have Northern Iowa versus Bradley at 4:30. Sunday, we have some NFL Pro Bowl game stuff on the radio. You can listen to that live. You're out driving around. And then Monday night, about an hour and 45 minutes after our show gets over, a little Texas-Kansas. We'll talk about some upcoming basketball games this weekend. Have some great games out there, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Then next week, we will get into Super Bowl talk, a lot of NFL stuff. We'll kind of do a overview of the season, go through some teams, have some fun. Scott's on vacation next week, so going to bring in a bunch of guests next week just to talk about sports and have a good time. As always, want to thank sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We'll talk more about them later in the 2 hours that we're going to be here from 4 to 6. Man, there was so many, I had so many things to talk about, but then, you know, you always get blown up a little bit, right? Kyrie Irving, came out today. It was right, I think I was heading here about 2:30 and kind of when it broke. He hasn't been able to work out a contract with the Brooklyn Nets. And he had his agent go and just say, okay, the trading deadline, it's coming up. It's going to be gone. You guys got to get me out of here. There are teams out there that would take Kyrie Irving. There are players that they could trade for him. It's just, you know, when you talk of Kyrie Irving, you know, I get the quirkiness of him and he's just a different cat. And I get that. I guess the parts I don't get is all the people that are tremendous athletes that have bought in. I mean, LeBron James bought in twice and was kind of just discarded. Kevin Durant bought in, and the same thing's happening here. With Kyrie and Kevin Durant healthy, you never know about Ben Simmons. If they can make another trade, that the Brooklyn Nets aren't that far away from being one of the best Eastern Division teams. But I don't know. He's just a quirky guy. And right now, you know, when you take a look at stuff like this, I don't think the Lakers have enough to trade. I don't think they have enough pieces. The Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns have pieces. Does that make them better? If Kyrie, here's my thing with the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks need a 1AA or a 1B. I mean, they have Luka, they have some pieces, but they need some more. If they're going to compete in the West, they need some more. The Phoenix Suns, listen, if you could get rid of, if you could piece out Chris Paul. Chris Paul's been a great player. Not a lot of big wins there. I mean, there just haven't been. But he's a great player, and he's a good dude, and he's got a personality and all of that. Could he help a team? Yeah, he can't control a team anymore. He can't be the guy on a team. You know, what happened is Kyrie Irving a better fit with Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns, because they're not playing well. It's It seems to be a personality thing. They're not coexisting. They're not enjoying each other, I guess is the easiest way to put that. The Dallas Mavericks, it depends on if you can get Kyrie to not be ball-centric because you already have a ball-centric. But I guarantee you that Luka Doncic can get Kyrie Irving a bunch of open shots. And to be real honest, in parts of the games, and Luka doesn't have to have the ball in his hands, Kyrie Irving can get Luka Doncic a lot of shots. And Mark Cuban, it's not a money thing. Mark Cuban's always been looking. He wants to win. That's all he cares about. He wants to win. It's a crazy thing. I saw, I can't remember if it was on, CBS this morning on Sundays at 8 a.m. I have no idea why I love the show so much, but I watch it every Sunday from 8 to 9:30. I don't know if it's the trumpets blaring, makes me feel, I have no idea. He was on there. Listen, a lot of people had problems with Mark Cuban and what he did. All he's ever done with everything that he's touched is make it into a multi-million, multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar company. I mean, who would have ever thought it just popped right out of my head. The Sharks, Shark Tank. Who would have ever thought that having somebody come in and try to sell stuff would be such a hit show? And it's been on forever. It's a huge hit show. And he's made a bunch of money. I mean, it's fun to watch. I know it's one of Nana's favorite. By the way, Nana, happy Friday. Love you. Hope you're feeling good. I'd say hi to DJ, but DJ's downstairs, so he's not going to hear that. Nana's, it's good. I've talked about this all week. Nana's on the mend. We're getting there. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint here. It's a marathon, and we are happy that she's on the mend. Love her to death. So not a lot of places for Kyrie to go and not a lot of time to do it, which doesn't bode well for the NBA. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you weren't expecting it today, but it's there, and you don't know what's going to happen with everything. Right before we went off the air yesterday, Joe Mixon was being held for menacing charges. His agent said last night, right after we went off the air, that he thought that the charges were going to be dismissed. They may look at him again, but that it's being blown way out of proportion. That happened today. It's a weird story when you look at it and you listen to it and these guys, professional athletes, if you're going to be out and about, you need to have somebody with you. There can't be an organization, there can't be a league that's okay with their stars carrying handguns in their cities. I mean, it's not a good look. It's dangerous. There's so many things. Hire security. Hire somebody to ride with you. Hire a driver. Have them carry. You don't want to be a carry person if you're an athlete. I don't understand the thought process. It drives me incredibly. It's maddening to me that I swear to you that every professional athlete or every professional team should have a huge group of psychiatrists and people just standing there saying, no, you can't do that. No, you shouldn't go out and buy 10 cars. No, you shouldn't buy a $15 million home in every city you go to. I mean, they're there for a reason. They're really good at something that not very many of us are really good at. And they get paid handsomely for it. But that still, there's so many bad stories that you hear about that. I had two things that really bothered me today. One, that that did not bother me. I went to, I had a windshield issue from whenever we had, we were at the state fair. It was when we had the rainstorm. And it had progressively gotten worse, and it's just been with everything happening and all the disasters and everything. You know, I had a couple of appointments that didn't work out, and then I had an appointment today. I went to Safe Light Repair. Pulled in this morning at 8 o'clock. Was out of there by 8:15. Windows, all my windows clean, my windshield in. Bing bang boom. It was awesome, and I have to be able to talk about it because you talk about, I'm more likely to talk about things on this show that were a good experience and a bad experience. I don't want to let my bad experience out there because it doesn't mean that everybody's going to have a bad experience. But I do like when I get really good customer service, and they had outstanding customer service. While I was sitting there, I had some free time. So I was going through, and two big things that kind of hit me. The first one is the Duke women's basketball coach, Kara Lawson. They were playing FSU. They were playing at FSU. And nobody, after the tip and after a couple of times up and down the floor, Duke called a timeout. The players went over to their coach and said, there's something up with the basketball. It's not right. And they're trying to figure it out, and they were using a men's basketball, in college basketball. Women's and men's basketballs are not the same size, and they could not get a. And now I don't understand why is there not wherever they were playing, and I think they were playing at FSU. FSU doesn't have a whole bunch of women's basketballs. And they had to use a men's basketball. Coach Lawson tried to get the game postponed until they got a basketball. They said no. I don't understand that. If you were at a men's basketball game, and this is stuff that we talk about on this show because it just shows some of the discrepancies and disparities that you have. If you had a men's basketball game and the only ball they had was a women's basketball, I can guarantee you that no team is stepping on the floor until they get a basketball that's correct. And that's a part of the NCAA. It's not the NCAA only men, it's the NCAA. And they, for the whole first half, they had to use a men's basketball. I was flabbergasted that stuff like that happens. I don't get it. And it's a slap in the face to a Hall of Fame player and somebody who takes pride in coaching at Duke, and it's just wrong. The second one, and we talked a little bit about it last night. He hadn't accepted the job until later today or early afternoon today. And I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So Tommy Rees, who was a really good football player, a quarterback at the University of Notre Dame, has been a coach there. He's 30. I think he's been there for 4 or 5 years. If I think that's pretty accurate. And you know, I thought, well, that's a lifetime job thing, right? Marcus Freeman, I think they got along. And then you see today, and maybe I read the tea leaves wrong there. Now, if I'm Tommy Rees, even though I'm a Notre Dame alum, if you want to be an offensive coordinator or a head coach somewhere, that is not, and I'm a Notre Dame fan. It's the, you know, I'm it's the good Catholic in me. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I've always been a Notre Dame fan because growing up, unless you're listening to Iowa Hawkeyes on the radio, which all my friends were, so I didn't want to be like my friends, I got to watch Notre Dame football on a hour or 90 minutes of on Sunday mornings that showed their games replayed and speeding through them. Being I'm assuming that Tommy Rees will be a Hall of Fame quarterback for Notre Dame at some point. A lot of Hall of Famers at Notre Dame. But if Tommy Rees wants a head coaching job someday, sitting behind or being the offensive coordinator for Marcus Freeman, who I enjoy Marcus Freeman. I think Marcus Freeman's going to do a great job. I think that is exactly the type of person that Notre Dame wanted. Notre Dame's not going to hire Nick Saban or some of these other guys. It just doesn't fit into their whole overall picture. But if he wants to be a head coach somewhere, going to Alabama and being the offensive coordinator, from what I've seen, gets you paid a lot of money to go coach somewhere else. It doesn't mean that you're going to be good, but it does mean that you get opportunity. And I think that's a good choice for Tommy Reese. And then you have Coach Marcus Freeman from the Notre Dame Fighting Irish come out and say, we're okay with that. It's time for Tommy to move on, which should throw up flags. But also stating that, listen, I was new to this. I needed to have some people with me coming here that knew this and give me some time, right? Marcus Freeman hadn't been there for that long. I think Marcus Freeman wanted to hire his own offensive coordinator. I think they have different viewpoints, but he also knows how much Tommy Reese is liked and respected at the University of Notre Dame. And I think that's okay. And I think that I like the way he calls games, and now he gets to call games with different talent. And that is hard for me to say, but it is true that Alabama has more talent than Notre Dame. And you can see that sometimes when they play in the playoffs or whatever they do. When we come back, I've witnessed something now for three games in a row from one certain individual that I'm trying to figure out a way that I can describe it on the radio. You're going to find out who that is and how I can do that coming up. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
Here you go. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Man, I am glad it is Friday. A little chilly out there. So we have these cold days, and then we're going to get rewarded. We're going to have like 40s and maybe even get to 50 for a few days. Then, as we all know, God only knows what's going to come after that. But at least we get something to rebound here. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. The website is 1700thechamp.com. I'll get podcast loaded up this weekend, just Thursday and Friday. All the rest of them are already up. You can always go and check out wherever you get your podcasts. You also, if you're not in your car or you're somewhere and you want to listen to the Northern Iowa Bradley game, if you want to listen to some of the stuff that's going on in the Pro Bowl, if you want to listen to Texas and Kansas, you can go download the app, 1700 Champ app, and you can hit the live microphone and you can listen to whatever's on the radio at that point in time. So that's an easy way to do that as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs your way every day. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. I see a lot of phones in people's hands. It makes it easy. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. You don't have to go in if you do not want to. Now, I think you should go in because I think the customer service that you receive is outstanding, but it is nice to be able to do it on your own. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay, so last night, the Iowa Hawkeye women, number 6 in the country, had Maryland come in to Carver Hawkeye. Maryland is number 8 in the country. They were 9-2, and Iowa was 9-1, and they were 18-4, and Iowa was 17-4 before the game last night. And what a game. I am getting, I'm getting to a point where I don't know what to say when I talk about Caitlin after some of the games that she's had. And you can start one way, and that is the last night, I think they had 14,000. It's their seventh game of plus 10,000. February 26th against Indiana, who I believe may still be ranked ahead of Iowa. Maybe I think that's going to change once these new come out. They're sold out, 15,000. If you see, I get a lot of this. If you're on social media, man, you get a lot of this. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Well, I think a lot of people do care. And I've talked about Caitlin a lot of different ways. And I've talked about how she understands the game. I've had Coach O'Hare on here who trains with her at times, a little bit of a mentor. Her talent on the basketball court is, I don't think it can be questioned. And I'm saying that from being back when she was in high school. Now she's played collegiate basketball. She's in her third year. And what I saw in high school and I got to see her play some AAU games. I was flabbergasted and amazed at how good she was. And now I watched her last night. Now I've watched games where, you know, and I think when Coach O'Hare came on a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about that, at the end of last year didn't end the way that everybody wanted it to end. They still had a great year, but I think they thought there was more. And Coach O'Hare came on and said she has things she needs to work on. She needs to find a secondary move. She needs to understand where she's at on the court. She needs to understand how to control not her, and this is the key part here. She needs to control her negative energy, but still continue with her positive energy. And I think she's doing a better job of that. I'll try to explain that here in a second. Taking better shots, opening up different passing. I mean, there was just a lot of things. I almost saw a perfect game last night. And there's not many of those out there. Now, you're going to have people that if they go in, because I just went in here and I looked at the box score. And I'll run these down to you. She was 13 of 9 for field goals, 6-11 from 3 points. 6 of 11 from 3 points. You can't even measure that based on percentage. That gave her 18 points. And how I break that down when I try to talk to student athletes, parents of student athletes, and how important and it good it is, but it, just because you're 6 of 11 when you're shooting from the field, I mean, that's a good game. That's 12 points. She was 6-11 from three-point line. Let's start there. That's 18 points. So if you use that in comparison, that would be 9-for-11 if she was shooting shots to get to 18 and still have that kind of percentage schedule in there. The second is when she's 6-of-11 from three-point line, it's heavily guarded or last second in the shot clock, or she wants to get up one early before everybody sets in their defenses. And she was still 6-for-11. She was 10-for-11 from the free throw line. And I bet she's crabbing about the one she missed because it rolled in and rolled back out. And she doesn't usually shoot that way. She had 7 rebounds. She had 8 assists. She had 2 steals. She had a block. She only had 3 fouls. But this is what she had 8 turnovers. Okay, and I guarantee you that she wasn't happy having 8 turnovers. I guarantee you. But you also have to recognize that you have to take half of those away because she has the ball with no time and the shot clock running down, and she has to do something. And she also had times that she, to try to get a better open look shot, she tried to force a ball in that didn't miss by much. I don't think, and I'm not going to put words in her mouth, Coach Lisa Bluter, I don't think she looks at that number and she goes, yep, I'm really disappointed in that. Because most of the turnovers came on times that she was trying to get the ball to somebody else. She had 42 points. Number 8 team in the country. She had 42 points. You add in that Shizano had 28. They had 70 points in between them. And they're playing two studs. Sellers and Miller for Maryland are fun to watch. And they are great athletes as well. I mean, you look at their you know, they take the ball to the hole. They got to the free throw line. A lot of fouls called last night. They were 20 of 25. Iowa was 15 of 23. This game was even bigger than 96-82 if people would have hit. Warnock doesn't usually miss free throws. Here's the one thing. I'll talk about it really quick. Hannah Stolke is going to be a superstar. She's only going to get better. She gets Caitlin for at least another, possibly two. She is going to be unreal. The two gals I just talked about from Maryland, Sellers and Miller, could not keep up with her running down the floor to get passes from Caitlin Clark for layups. And I think those two are two of the best athletes I've seen in watching Iowa women play somebody this year for Maryland. And they, not even close. But she's going to get fouled, and she has to do a better job than shooting 3 for 7. She's a freshman. I get it. I'm not saying a word. And she also, you know, she plays well. She had 13 points. The precision that Shizano and Caitlin have is, I don't even know how to explain it. And it's Monica. I always do that to her. I forget. Caitlin and Monica, it's like they're one person. And Holly Rowe was there. Holly Rowe loves Iowa. She loves Caitlin. She loves, she loves Monica. And she gets it, right? But it's like they're the same person, and they know exactly what to do and how to set up a play. And you have to give Jan Jensen, and you have to give Lisa Bluter and their staff and the way they set plays up. So that's kind of my, and I'll tell you another one too. And it was Molly Davis. She didn't have a good shooting night, but Maryland was making a run, and they passed out of the inside pass out by Monica out to her, and she hit a 3 to take it from an 11-point lead when they were trying to get it down to single digits and put it up to 14, and they never got closer. That was a huge shot by Molly Davis. This is what I was blown away with last night with Caitlin. She gets rest breaks, like right before they're getting ready to call a timeout, or when they're going to get a TV timeout, they'll take her out. Other than that, she played 39 minutes last night. She's only getting minuscule breaks. And in her last few games, she's never been in foul trouble, so she doesn't have to sit out. I don't understand where all the stamina comes in. And I don't want Coach O'Hare to get a big head if he's part of that, but with the Iowa program as well. She's nonstop. She's nonstop movement on both the offensive and defensive end. She is if you took Caitlin and you said, I'm going to move her to another sport, what am I going to have her be? She's my strong safety going in and breaking up passes and getting interceptions. Her instincts are unbelievable. It's must-see TV. It's must-see TV for Nana. It's must-see TV for my wife, Jennifer. It's must-see TV. Her last three games are 30-10-10 against Ohio State, 30-10-10 against a really good Nebraska team, and 42-9-9 against Maryland. Come on. She was 13 for 19 from the floor. She was 6'11 from three-point line, and I don't think she shot one from the three-point line. People don't understand, and I get killed a little bit because I love watching them play. I love watching her play. I always have. And you're an Iowa State fan. I can be an Iowa State fan, and I can be a Caitlin Clark fan, and I can be it's not the only person. I love watching the Murray boys play. I think they're poetry in motion, and they have no idea in the world how good they can be. And they're just going to get better. They're going to get better and better and better. And I understand that Caitlin, I don't even know if she's 21 yet. And I understand you look at WNBA players, and they may be bigger and stronger. She is not going to struggle when she goes to the WNBA. Just for a simple fact of ball handling, shooting, and stamina, she's not going to struggle. But I hope that she's in no hurry to go. And I think with what she does, so this is the last part of that. And it's part of the name, image, and likeness. There's a reason Hy-Vee likes her. There's a reason Nike likes her. There's a reason people like having her be a spokesman for them. And I don't care if this is at a home arena where she sits and she signs as many as she can, and she takes her shoes off or takes her socks off or whatever. I don't care. And she does that at home. Well, here's an announcer for you. She does it on the road too. Kids line up wherever she's at to get their pictures taken, to get autographs. That doesn't happen. It hasn't happened in women's basketball. That doesn't happen. That didn't happen with UConn. People love UConn, but more people loved UConn in Connecticut than they did all across everywhere. She's different. Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen understand she's different. And they're recruiting off of her. They're doing everything. And why would you not? I know there's haters out there. And if you're one, it's because you don't know her. Or it's because you've listened to people who can't accept it, or have a different athlete that they love or a different team that they love. Because if you watch her play, you can't stop watching her play. I can't say that about one person in the men's NCAA right now, that I would stop everything I was doing to watch a basketball game. I love my Iowa State Cyclones. I love watching the Hawkeyes. There's not one person that I go, man, I have got to turn the TV on because I got to see that person play. And she is. And she's learning to do it with zero arrogance, just to be nice, because she knows how good she is. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. We're going to be back. I got potpourri. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ.
When you're raised on a
save lives,
nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, and card access, and camera controls. They can now fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security to make things easier and more productive at your place of work. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. The product is top-notch. The people that are working there are top-notch. What they need is more. They need more of you. So give them the opportunity. Okay, a little potpourri. We like to do potpourri in this third segment in these. And I guess since my sister-in-law Kathleen sent this, I guess I'm going to have to start potpourri talking a little bit about myself. Not that I do or don't enjoy doing that. Duh. I started, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think how, so I'll give you this part first. So in February 3rd of 2021, I came back to the radio station, doing my own show, Scene on Sports, had the great thing of Cumulus trusting me and letting me use their studio and starting my show over. And it's been a long process. I started with, and I'm trying to remember the date, and for the life of me, I can never remember dates. I'm getting old. But Wolfgang and I started doing this, I'm going to say it was 4 or 5 years ago. And it has to be close to that because Nate's going to be a senior and I was doing it while he was still in high school. So it has to be close. And we had a blast. We were two brothers who loved to agitate each other. He was way better at it than I am, but we had a blast. And, we had a ton of fun. And tragically, we lost Wolfgang. And one of those things, the show must go on, but it was very difficult for the show to go on. Jeremy and I gave it our best try, and then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, it kind of just put a dent in all of this. Luckily for me, Cumulus understands the importance of having a local sports talk radio. It matters to have that so I can talk about Kansas City Chief football, so I can talk about Minnesota Twins, so I can talk about the UNI Panthers. And it matters. And they took I don't think they took a flyer because they knew what I could do. But they had to trust in what I can do. And if Kathleen wouldn't have sent that, number one, I wouldn't have remembered. And number two, I wouldn't have thought it was 2 years. It's been enjoyable, and we've come a long ways. It's not easy. Here's the thing. It's not hard to do this, but I'm sitting here spiffing with myself, hoping that some of the things I'm talking about that people are enjoying. Here's the one difficult thing that's out there is when you're in here and you're doing it all by yourself, I would love to take phone calls. It's just an awful lot to do. We'd love to have remotes. It's just a lot. It's not something, I have to find somebody to come in here that can run all this stuff while we're out doing remotes. There's a lot of different things I'd like to do more of. And it's a work in progress. Doing it by myself 5 days a week is difficult. And I have great guests. I think the biggest problem that I have with guests is sometimes I feel bad that I'm calling them all the time and like I'm making them do something that they might not want to do. And I don't think that's true, but it's hard. It's part of my only child. There's hours sitting on a couch and having somebody talk to me that could help me greatly. But I think what I do, I think that I do it pretty well. I think that I'm true to myself. I'm not saying stuff on the radio to get reaction from people. I want people to get reaction from listening to me talk passionately about stuff that I enjoy. When I just talked about Caitlin Clark, I'm passionate about watching someone. I am a basketball guy. I loved baseball growing up because it was in my neighborhood. We had a bunch of people that liked to play baseball and not a lot of people liked to play basketball. in high school, that basketball was my joy. I would have loved to have played baseball. I would have loved to have done other things. But I also liked to work, and I also liked having money. And so I did basketball. And I've coached baseball and basketball. My first love is coaching basketball. It's easier to practice, and everybody that knows me knows how much I hate practice. But it's easier to practice basketball. I've spent a lot of time with 7th and 8th grade kids working for Maroon Basketball Club, a part of Dowling Basketball, Dowling Catholic. I did it for a long time and enjoyed every single minute of it and miss it. I just don't miss having to do it on the weekends. But the fact that Cumulus gave me a chance to do this, and that we have, you know, I see my podcast, I see stuff, I see people listening, I get comments from people. So I'm hoping people are enjoying it. I know I'm enjoying it. And one of the things that saying doing this by yourself is difficult. That's why it was so important for this year. And we started at the end of last year to a certain extent, but this year that Scott was going to come in here and we could do something a little different with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Because then it's two people, and it's always, listen, I have enough times in here where I'm two people talking to myself and then my other self trying to fight what I'm saying. It's fun to have Scott in here because he looks at things differently than I do. He talks about things differently than I do. And his loves outside of even the sports world is way bigger than mine. And he's a blast to work with. And to be really honest, when we tell you that we've been doing this same thing, and when Travis, when he texts in, we've been doing the same thing since Nate was 10. And he's going to be 22. So we've been doing it for 12 years. We just didn't do it on the radio. So I enjoy it. I hope everybody enjoys it. And I'm excited that I'm on to starting year three, starting on Monday. So thank you. And thanks to everybody that made this happen. So getting back to just a little bit of potpourri. I had something ready to go, and Kathleen sent that, and it touched my heart, so I wanted to talk about it. I guess the one part that I want to go back with the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball. They're getting ready when they have their sellout coming up. It's going to be their fourth sellout in the last couple of years. That's a big deal for women's basketball. No matter where it's happening at, I don't care where it's happening at. If you're selling out your arenas, that's a good thing for basketball. And I wanted to mention one more thing for the University of Iowa, too. They had Chris Street. It was Chris Street Day in Indianola. It was Chris Street went up in Iowa City. And Jess Settles and Kenya Murray surprised Chris Street's mom and dad to come down and stop in during their celebration. I've met Jess and I've met Kenyon, and I've told you before when I was working some basketball camps when Tom Abeno Marco was here, because I had some friends. Kevin Lehman happened to be one of them. And we were having camps, and Chris Street was, I think he was, I can't remember if he was a junior in high school or a senior in high school. He came to the camps. The kid was amazing. The basketball player was outstanding. The kid was amazing. Just how he interacted and how he did the one thing that is one of my biggest things. And if you talk to my kids, this has always been one of my big things and all my kids that I've ever talked to in coaching. The greatest thing that you can do is be able to talk to adults as kids. Make them think you're an adult. You don't have to act like an adult all the time, but when you're having a conversation, have a conversation like you're an adult. It's something my parents taught me, and I learned that with all my family and talking and doing that, and I got to be an adult by doing that. That was Chris Street and Karen. It's the thing I remember most, and it was nice that those guys came back and did the same. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. I got a bunch of football, NFL football stuff coming up next, then some NBA. Be right back.